you and peace from God our Father and from the
Lord Jesus Christ. We are glad that you are with us this evening. We want to welcome you to our annual Christmas evening worship. And if you didn't get one of these programs front and back on the way in, you actually need this tonight. And so we need to get you one. They are all the way in the back on the chair. And what we do is the way this works is we don't actually announce the hymns. We have congregational hymns spread throughout our program tonight. We don't announce them beyond the first hymn, so we just depend upon you to sing and follow the sheet. So you do need one of these. We have some great singing and instrumental playing and scripture reading in store for you tonight. And hopefully this will be a great time of worship here in this room and for those who are joining us online through our streaming, as we are reminded again of the great miracle of the incarnation when our Lord Jesus was born into the world. So please turn with me in your blue hymnal. We'll be in the blue hymnal all night tonight, in the blue to hymn number 184. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 184 in the blue. And be prepared to sing in just a moment, but for now, please stand together for our call to worship. Our call to worship this evening comes from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the power of his word. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Let us sing together.
Uh-oh.
I'll step back.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Almighty and gracious Father, we come before you this evening to thank you for the great mystery of the incarnation. We thank you for sending into the world your one and only beloved Son, who was born in order to save us from our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the great blessing of knowing him as our Lord and Savior. We thank you for this Advent season, for these familiar carols and hymns which help us richly remember the great miracle of the Lord of glory, laying aside his heavenly majesty, condescending to be born as a child to become the head of our redeemed race. We pray, Lord God, that as we hear your word read, that we would be reminded once again of your everlasting love with which you have loved us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for adopting us into your family through the work of your eternal Son. We come before you rejoicing in all that you have done. And we pray that you would be with all of those who will be worshiping you tonight with music. And we pray that all that we do in this place might be done for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us the Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. And he has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. And he has filled the hungry with good things. And the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped a big cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. They were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
I got, I want a shop too. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he, though he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. So have this mind, therefore, among yourselves, you who are in Christ Jesus, that he, who though being in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by being obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
Thanks for your Ralph. Come join me for this next song.
Let us pray together.
Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that the eternal Word became flesh and dwelt among us and lived as one of us and lived a righteous life before you and died a sacrificial death in our place that we might live. We thank you for the Christmas truth of adoption, that we have been adopted through believing into Jesus Christ and in all that he accomplished, that we have been adopted into your family as your children. We cry out to you by the Spirit of adoption, Abba, Father. And we pray, Lord, that during this Advent season, that you would conform us to the image of your Son, that we might reflect our sonship, that you are our Heavenly Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.